This is Akashvani, the news read by Nobunita Adhikari. In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are underway since last night as roads are closed down due to landslides following cloudburst in Seri Bagna area of Ramban district in Jammu region. Three people were killed in the incident, including two children and one old person. More than 100 people have been rescued. According to a correspondent, there have been heavy hailstorm, multiple landslides and gusty winds throughout last night in the Ramban region and the surrounding areas. The landslides and flash floods destroyed many properties in Ramban and also some vehicles along Srinagar-Jammu National Highway in Ramban area. Speaking to the media, Jammu Deputy SSP informed that NDRF and SDRF teams are conducting a joint operation to restore normalcy in the region.
यहाँ पे पुलिस एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन, सिविल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन, एनडीआरएफ, एसडीआरएफ सारे मिलके और सिविल की अथॉरिटीज हमारी जो पुलिस के साथ एसोसिएशन है उनका, उसके अलावा बहुत खुशी की बात यह है कि सिविल लोग भी हमारे साथ मिलके काम कर रहे हैं। वो ये नहीं देख रहे हैं कि कौन है, जॉइंट एफर्ट्स लगा रहे हैं। और जिस तरह से दिन को सब ठीक लग रहा था, मौसम ठीक हो जाएगा और कई जगहों पर हम क्लियरेंस भी कर चुके थे, लेकिन अभी आप बारिश दोबारा से शुरू हो गई है तो हमारा रेस्टोरेशन वर्क में थोड़ी सी प्रॉब्लम आ रही है। मुझे लगता है सुबह तक हम कुछ, अगर मौसम ठीक रहा तो इस वर्क को दोबारा से तेजी लाएंगे।
Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms and lightning with gusty winds at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad tomorrow. In Ladakh, weather conditions have turned hazardous with incessant snowfall and sleet since yesterday, paralyzing the normal life. Road transport as well as air connectivity have remained affected, causing inconvenience to the people and the tourists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Jeddah on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday, marking the first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia's commercial hub in over four decades. The high-profile visit underscores the remarkable transformation of India-Saudi relations from modest beginnings to a comprehensive strategic partnership spanning economic, defense, and cultural dimensions. U.S. Vice President James David Vance is coming for a four-day visit to Jaipur tomorrow. He is scheduled to reach the Pink City tomorrow evening. Along with Jaipur, he is scheduled to visit Agra as well. The U.S. Vice President is coming to Jaipur with his wife Usha Chilukuri, and the esteemed couple is proposed to visit heritage sites of Jaipur like Amir Mahal, City Palace and Jantar Mantar. Special arrangements have been made at these historical places to welcome the U.S. Vice President. The Vice President is proposed to attend a session on Indo-American trade in Jaipur on April 22nd as well, while the next day he will move to Agra to visit the Taj Mahal. He is scheduled to leave for Washington on April 24th from Jaipur. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Direct Benefit Transfer DBT initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has saved 3,48,000 crore rupees by reducing leakage. Quoting a policy paper titled A Quantitative Assessment of India's DBT System, Mr. Vaishnav in a social media post said that under this welfare delivery model, the coverage of beneficiaries has increased by 16 times. According to the policy paper, the country's DBT system implemented in 2013 has redefined welfare delivery by enhancing transparency, curbing leakages and ensuring precise fund distribution. In Canada, a prominent Gurdwara in Vancouver was vandalized with pro-Khalistan graffiti overnight, sparking outrage among the local Sikh community. The incident occurred at the Khalsa Diwan Society Gurdwara, commonly known as the Ross Street Gurdwara. The Gurdwara administration shared images on the platform X, showing the word Khalistan spray-painted in several locations. In IPL T20, Mumbai Indians defeated Chennai Super Kings by 9 wickets in Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai tonight. Chennai Super Kings set a target of 177 runs against Mumbai Indians. And that is the end of this news bulletin.